Why is that story hit? How old are you?
I'm 28. I'm not exactly. Well, I'm pretty much the same age as those the guys that they've arrested. And I party with my friends, and we meet, especially in the summertime, we do meet a lot of girls who are here from other countries. And I guess the story hit really close to home for me because, you know.
You date girls from other countries. You're in where? Redondo Beach, California?
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of girls here from other countries for the summers. They are in Florida and other states.
And I've dated girls from Europe. They want to party. You know, they want to have fun. I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine.
The thing that I guess concerns me now, though, is the three men are in jail, and they've been in jail for weeks now because they met this, you know, a foreign girl who wanted to party. And my main market, I guess, is foreign. I mean, I don't mean my main market, but I mean, I do date a lot of girls in the summer who are from Europe, and they want to party. You know, and these guys in Aruba are in jail because of a girl, this American girl was partying, and now they're in jail.
Well, they're considered suspects, though, Chris, in this girl's disappearance.
Yes, sir. My main point, though, I guess, is since these guys were partying with this American girl and now they're in jail, what does that mean for me and other friends of mine who, this is the summer, we do a lot of partying with girls who are here from Europe, who are...
What girls have you dated that are from European countries?
I've met, like this summer, I met a girl from Spain. We met girls from all over France. And
you say that this has emotionally caused you problems, this story of Natalie Holloway's disappearance.
Well, these guys, like I said, were partying with this American girl, and now they're in jail. So what does that mean for me? If we're partying with girls from another country, are we going to go to jail for it? Or, I mean, if she turns up dead, are they going to come to me, you know? And
What has this done emotionally to you?
It's you don't want to really go out anymore. You live in a state of fear. I mean, I have to tell you, I don't want to make it sound like I'm egotistical or anything, but I'm very good looking, and I mean, I get hit on by a lot of women.
Okay.
And a lot of them are from Europe. A lot of them are from other countries. And there was a Japanese girl, in fact, last weekend we met, and they want to party. Like this Japanese girl wanted to party. Pretty, you know. I mean, she really wanted to go, you know, and so. I'm good looking, so I guess, you know, they want to not just go out with an American, but they want to go out with a good looking American, and I'm pretty much what they're looking for, you know.
All right.
And I don't want to have happen to me what happened to the guys in Aruba.
All right, Chris, I understand that, but they're looking for that girl. They don't know what happened to her. They fear that maybe those guys killed her.
But they were partying, and the only thing they were guilty of was what's going to happen is. They're profiling guys who party with these girls that are from other countries, and I don't know if you've been reading about in the paper or on the website. I saw they profile Arabs because they think that every Arab may be a 9/11 suspect.
Well, a lot of people have been criticizing that.
Well, what's happening now is they're profiling. I'm a guy who is I'm very good looking. I have a great deal of sexual energy that a lot of women are attracted to, especially foreign women. And I'm concerned that, you know, you go out with a girl and she wants to party and she turns up the next day, I don't know, you know, with an anchor chain around her neck or whatever they found. I don't know.
Well, let's have a little bit of sensitivity. They haven't found this girl yet.
Well, I know that, you know.
But they haven't found the girl yet, and they're not sure yet really what happened to her.
But the odds are that I'll, because of how many foreign women hit on me, and because I am good looking and I do have a lot of sexual energy that these women like, the odds are that I will get arrested. I mean, the number of days during the week that I go out and party.
Well, why do you say the odds are that? You know, you're not doing anything wrong.
I mean, I'm going out with these girls who want to party, if that's called wrong. You know, I got a lot of foreign women that hit on me, and you know, all you got to do is do the math. Sooner or later, one of them's going to turn up, I guess, dead. And so, what I'm asking, and what I think a lot of my friends and I are asking, is to please don't profile me because, you know, I I'm good looking or whatever, and a lot of foreign women want to go out with me.
Have you been partying a lot this summer?
Not since this Natalie, I forgot her name, Holloway.
Yeah,
not since that story. It's put a real, you know, kind of, you know, I have been partying, but I'm kind of, if they're foreign, I won't go out with them, and that's, I feel bad about that, but I got to turn down a foreign woman, and a lot of these foreign women are here because they want an American, and they want him to be good-looking, and like I said, I'm pretty much what they're looking for, but you can't.
All right, we're talking with a young man. He's you party down in the South Bay area. You're from Redondo Beach, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about the Natalie Holloway story. What does this mean for summer? You're concerned. This guy, Chris, is concerned that there is maybe profiling by the police. Young men who are attractive, who foreign girls are attracted to, may be suspect in their murder. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. I know the Natalie Holloway story has sort of taken a second position to other things, the London story. And I guess a lot of people have other things on their mind, Chris. You heard what happened in London, right?
Yeah, that was what I was talking about.
You're afraid that they're going to be profiling you.
Well, basically, they're going to, yeah, profile me. I mean, because...
And because you are hit on by a lot of women who are over in the United States partying from other countries.
Yes, sir. Exactly. These guys have been in jail now for weeks because they partied with an American girl who wanted to go out and party. Okay?
Well, they're in jail because they're suspected of her murder.
Well, at some point you have to say that she wanted it, you know? I'm not saying she wanted to be murdered, but I'm saying that at some point you got to say she wanted it, you know. I'm just trying to keep myself out of jail, and hopefully I keep friends of mine out of jail, and also hopefully send a very strong message to law enforcement that there are a great many of us who party and who are very attractive to women. It doesn't necessarily mean that you should throw us in jail because these women want to be with us, you know. And I think it's...
Well, that's not why they're getting thrown in jail. If the girl turns up missing, okay?
Yeah.
She turns up dead, and you were the last people that she was with.
Well, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean...
Why doesn't that have anything to do with it? I mean, that's the natural logical train that a police officer follows. I mean, who are the last people that she was with?
I'm just saying that I'm not going to be able to have a summer... That I wanted.
I know what you're saying about not being able to have a summer. All right. Are you afraid that this foreign girl is attracted to you? Foreign girl goes out with you. She turns up dead.
Right.
And you'll get accused of the crime.
I mean, you don't even want to go out with them because the first thing that's going to happen is they'll go out and party and they'll turn up dead. You know. And
well, what if you killed her?
What if I killed her?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, you don't know what... When you go out... This is something that I think people need to know. When you're good-looking, or... I mean, I don't mean to say I'm good-looking.
All right, you mentioned that you're good-looking a lot here.
Okay, but I'm saying, when you're attractive to a woman, and you go out with her, and she wants to party, and she wants to party hard, and she wants to party hardy, okay? And she dies as the result of her own... her party ability or whatever. How's that by? What did I do? You know.
Well, I mean, you know.
See what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? In other words, how can you blame me if after a while you got to say, well, was she asking for it or?
What do you mean asking for it? What if these guys put their hands around her neck and strangled her?
Yes, sir.
And killed her that way.
Well, you have to ask yourself, was the intent to kill her?
If you put your hands around someone's neck and you strangle her?
Yeah, but you need to understand that this is an American girl. She's down in Aruba. She found some guys who were going to party with her. And you don't know what they're doing other than that's their business. And she may have, if she was here right now, you don't know if she'd just go down to that Aruba jail and say, let these guys go. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm dead, but we were partying. And now you're profiling these guys. And I'm worried that my summer, that I won't be able to even go out with a foreign girl, because if she's stupid enough to be, you know, killed or whatever, then I'm going to be profiled. And I think it's wrong.
All right, I don't know if you're saying to me...
I'm just saying, please don't profile us. If a girl turns up dead, why are you arresting me, is all I'm saying.
All right, so if you're the last guy that was seen with her and she's killed, you still don't want to be arrested?
No, because that's profiling of me. And also, I am hit on by these women.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. It's going to be an ugly summer, or at least it's the you know, the middle of summer here. This guy is saying, Chris Norton, this girl, Valerie Holloway, is an American, a foreign girl, traveling in another country, and she wanted a party, and she met up with some guys. Why are they in trouble? Because she wanted to go out. Her name's Natalie, excuse me, Natalie Holloway. Why are they in trouble? Because she wanted to go out and party. Chris lives down at Redondo Beach. He says he gets hit on a lot by chicks from Europe, chicks from around the world, and now he's afraid to go out with these girls or to even be seen with them, because if they turn up dead, he's afraid he's going to be profiled for it. 1-800-449-8686. Is this going to put a crimp in the, you know, the freedoms that young men have available to them in this society, being able to go out with girls and have fun with them? Are young men now just going to say, when it comes to women, especially girls who are from another country, I don't even want to have anything to do with it. I may get profiled in their death. 1-800-449-8686. Natalie Holloway. And Chris, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've mentioned that you're a handsome guy.
The reason why I mention I'm handsome is because I get a lot of women hit on me who are European or they're from another country. You saw what happened to the foreigner down in Aruba. You know, that's, how's that my fault? Okay? And
but the police arrested those three guys.
Yeah, but they're from there, and they're partying with girls who are from other countries, are want a party. Okay, and also when they come to America, like I said, I'm not egotistical or nothing, but I'm pretty much what they're looking for. I'm American. I'm good looking. I've got a fair amount of sexual energy. You know, my sexuality is strong. So, you know,
Do you make love to these girls? Do you take them home and have sex with them?
I don't go out with foreign girls anymore, and that's causing a lot of problems because they. I don't know if you've been around Asian women or anything, but they bother you a lot, you know. And then if you don't want to be with them, then they will follow you home and things like that. And I tell them I can't, because on account of the foreigner woman that turned up, they ain't found her yet, but those three guys are in jail.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bob?
Yes.
Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, I just called in because this guy is such a joke. I mean, here he is in the course of a couple of minutes telling your audience, you know, how good looking he is like 20 times or something. I mean, he's acting like he's a victim. And the reality is this poor girl, you know, down Aruba, I mean, she's the victim. This guy's no victim. Come on.
All I'm saying is we're being profiled, you know. Those of us who are hit on by women. And I'm being profiled for what? I didn't do anything. Those guys are in jail right now. At what point do you let them go and say, you know, she wanted a party? I mean, she just... See?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to the caller, Chris?
Well, I'm talking to anybody that'll listen to me. I'm just saying. I've been profiled, and this guy's telling me about... Yeah,
well... But he's mentioning the girl, Natalie Holloway, who's missing.
I read about that, yeah.
Okay.
This girl, Miss Hotway, I mean, she's the victim, and you're calling in, you know, living some fantasy, trying to tell everybody how good looking you are, and here is this, you know, anonymous radio, and you're a joke.
If your old lady saw me, she'd probably want to go out with me. I mean, I don't mean any offense by it, but she would, you know. And
I don't take any offense. I find great humor in that comment.
Well, how do you
because
do?
Because you're sitting here talking about yourself.
Here's the thing. I don't need for you to understand it. I just need for you to know. I don't need for you to believe that I'm good looking or not. But
okay,
right
I'll tell you what. Here's my challenge.
Chinese girls.
I'm certain that this Japanese girls too.
All right, let this gentleman talk. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I'm certain that this radio talk show has a website. And I'm certain that everyone listening to this is finding great humor in how many times you've said how good looking you are. Why don't you post your picture on his website and let the listeners decide?
Okay, but I thought you were interested in this girl, and all you want to talk about is how good looking I am. I mean, what side of the street are you walking, man? God,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, what are you calling in for, man? You want to see my picture?
You're an egomaniac,
hey, dude.
And you're not the victim here. This poor girl Aruba is the victim, and I take offense to you taking away, the limelight from this poor girl who deserves a lot of respect that you're not giving her.
Well, there's a point that's being made here, Chris, and that is,
there's three guys in jail right now who got a rotten jail, and they're not being victimized. God, girl, you don't understand how it works, man. And I'll tell you something else. I'm out there partying the best way I know how, and now a ship come in last week of tourists from the Philippines, and a lot of them come into the bar last night. You can't date any of these girls.
Hey, you know what? I'll say this. The best partying you know how to do, and this is the last thing I'm going to say before I hang up,
The truth hurts, man.
Using your fist while you're talking on this radio show.
Dude, you want to see my picture and you talk about using your fist, man. You know what? A ship come in two nights ago, Mr. Henry, down at the dock, and a lot of Filipinos poured off of it, and a lot of them come into...
What do you mean a ship pulled in at the dock?
It was a tour ship.
From the Philippines?
Yeah. And I told my friends, who are also, a lot of them are not as good looking as me, but a lot of them are. I do modeling. I mean, I don't have anything to hide. And I said, okay, you know, it's your funeral, man. If you want to, you want to be called Mary Jane by 5 a.m. by some, black guy in a holding cell because you took out, a Filipino woman.
Dude, I don't know if you're going too extreme with that or not.
Anything's possible, you know.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Any preference on this call? Let's go to Shannon. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Shannon.
Hi, my name is Shannon. I'm calling from Denver.
Yes.
Well, if I'm not that guy in a bar, I wouldn't go out with him for a second. He's as dumb as a stick. I know we're talking about this woman.
You're talking about dumb. I'm not even talking about going out with you. I'm talking about going out with foreign women. How dumb are you?
He can go out with any woman he wants. I just think that he just shouldn't kill them, you know? I think that he sounds like he's blaming her for getting strangled if that's what happened to her. I mean, obviously, if you put your hands around someone's neck and you strangle them and they die, you have killed them. And I think that he can go with any woman in the world he wants as long as he doesn't strangle them.
A lot of these girls want a party. That's all I'm saying. And they turn up dead, and I'm being profiled for it.
Well, wait a minute,
man. Why are you being profiled?
Because right now what's happening, if in the summertime, if you're good looking, and I am, okay, I'm sorry I'm saying that, but I have to, if you're good looking.
But you're as dumb as a stick.
Hey, you can insult me all you want, you know. And I do, managing of the office, the telemarketing office that we have in Redondo Beach. It's pharmaceuticals. I'm also, and this kind of goes to the point of what I'm saying. Right now, I'm starting an adult film business. I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast. My partner and manager, Lance Tremaine, and I are starting up a adult film production office. And you do make a lot of contacts, you know. So, since this girl, this Valerie...
Well, what is that going to do? Let's not bring this girl, Natalie. Her name's Natalie, by the way.
My understanding, her name is Valerie. I think people have been calling me stupid. I've been hearing people calling her Natalie.
Her name is Natalie.
I just saw it on TV now. It said Valerie.
That's the name of her mother.
That's not according to Fox News.
Hey, dude, take it from me, man. I've been watching this story. Her name is Natalie. The girl that's missing...
Yes, sir. It's Valerie Holloway.
No, it is not. It's Natalie Holloway. Valerie is her mother, who's been on TV.
Yeah, I saw her mom.
Okay, the point is...
And that's another thing. Her mom is on TV a lot. A lot of these older women will hit on you, too. I've been hit on by a lot of older women. And when they turn up dead, they immediately come to you, too. We're being profiled for that.
And why do you call that profiling? Because you're a younger guy going out with an older woman?
Exactly. Yes, sir, because a lot of that's going on. Some old lady comes into a bar, and she wants to get, you know, she wants to get busy or do the bump ugly with, or whatever. I mean, I don't, you know. And
she turns up dead, and you're profiled?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Melita?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to tell the gentleman on the other line, I think his name is Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Chris, it sounds to me, I'm not calling to put you down or call you names as everyone else did.
I know, everybody's calling up and calling me names.
Right.
I'm not trying to say
nothing.
I mean,
that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The point is you call because you feel that you're being profiled.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you're being profiled yet. I don't think you haven't been found guilty or found profiled or put in jail or arrested for anything yet.
It but
sounds
they may.
To me, though, let me finish, Chris. It sounds to me as though you're doing a lot of partying that may include drugs and alcohol and wild sex, which happens with women from overseas.
Right.
That's what they do. So to me, it's like you probably should tone it down a little bit and just watch yourself.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't do that. But when you meet up with like a Japanese girl, I met this a Japanese girl, and they want a party. You're right. They wanted to know where they could score. They wanted to know this. And before Valerie Holloway, or I forgot her name.
Natalie Holloway.
Natalie.
Okay, before she, and I'm not saying she got murdered because nobody knows what happened to her, okay? But before she turned up missing, I could party pretty good. I mean, I can stay with any woman.
But what you're saying
you know.
Is you're partying without conscience. You need to have a little bit of conscience behind your partying. There's nothing wrong with partying. There's nothing wrong with having consensual sex.
Yeah.
But the thing that people are getting upset with is that you're talking about strangulation and things of that nature. And it sounds to us all, us listeners, is that you're not bringing any sympathy behind what you're saying about Natalie. You're not even getting her name right, sweetheart. And that, to us, I mean,
ooh.
when
you're talking about the girl
about Natalie.
Are you talking about the girl who died?
Yeah, when we hear that story,
well,
we take that on as that is our daughter. That could have been our daughter.
She's got her mom's down there getting paid by Fox News. She's got more people talking about her. And I don't mean anything.
Oh, come on, man. Have some sympathy for a mother who is worried and her stepdad.
Yeah, but
exactly.
No one's... What about... Who's talking about me being profiled because I happen to be good-looking?
Right. You
and
know
I
what?
Have a lot of sexual energy.
You know what? And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think you're making more of a big issue out of it than maybe. I think what you need to do is just relax and know that what you're doing, have some conscience and some judgment about what you are doing
to make sure
you are doing the right thing.
But
and
a lot
you
of women are in,
to worry about.
A lot of women are into strangulation. A lot of women are into strangulation during sex.
Be careful with it. I mean, just watch what you're doing.
What are you talking about, strangulation?
Someone,
I don't do it, ma'am. But all
exactly,
I'm saying is,
I don't either. But hey, what he does is what he does. There's a lot of different things on this world. But what I'm saying, if you're doing
you hit a girl with your fist, and they're automatically going to assume.
If you hit a girl with your fist...
Why are you hitting a girl with your fist?
It's
they
want a party.
Okay,
that's what I've been trying to say.
Okay, listen to
wait
this,
a
though.
Minute. Hold on. No. My turn.
Yes.
What do you mean...
The women want a party. You get a shipload came in two nights ago. A shipload came in to Long Beach of French tourists. All these French women get off the boat. They go right up the Pacific.
He said Japanese.
They go to Pacific Coast Highway, and they go to Rusty Pelican. They go to Les Strangulés, which is another local bar. And the first thing they want to do is party hardy, okay? Now what happens? She turns up. You know, you throw her out of a car. I didn't throw her out of a car, but a friend of mine threw this girl out of a car because she wanted a party.
That's my
what do you
point.
Mean, threw her out of a car?
That's
when
my
he was
point.
Dropping her off.
This
That's
guy,
my point.
Well, the
this
guy dropped her off at her
he's
hotel,
not supposed
but
to be doing, and now he's afraid. See,
she's
doing
they're partying.
That he's not supposed. He's into illegal drugs.
Wait, hold on.
And he's probably into these illegal women.
He
that
drops her off
he
at her hotel by throwing her out of the car.
He pulled up and he opened the door and kicked her out, and. Okay, I'm not saying I do that, but all they're doing is partying.
What are you? He's partying. She's
That's
getting kicked
partying.
Out onto the pavement.
That's going over the line.
All right, Melita.
And I realize
that. Wait a minute, ma'am. Can I ask the lady a question, please? Because you sound like a very nice lady, and I thank you very much for not calling me any names. But if I, and you and I were partying pretty good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I swung the driver's side door of my, because I drive right now I have a Mitsubishi, but I am planning on getting a Mercedes, which everybody says that that's baloney, but it really is true. If I kicked you out of my car after a night of partying, are you going to run to the cops?
Exactly, I am.
Why?
Let me tell you this, too.
Kicked her
if
out.
We're two consenting adults and we've engaged in intercourse, what is the cost for you throwing me out of your car?
We've just been partying really
well. What kind of a party is it, man, where you ball up your fist and belt her and then kick her out of the car while it's still moving?
You're dropping her off.
Oh. See, that's the whole point.
You know,
he's
feeling
guilty because he's doing illegal activity.
All right, Melita.
And sooner or later, the cops are going to find out, and I hope they will. If he's doing that kind of activity, I pray to the day that they catch guys like that. Because
ma'am, I treated this girl good. She come over here from the Philippines. She's a student. And, you know, all it is, you know, it's all kind of Filipino talk. And by the end of the night,
you
want to just, like, open the door and just kick it out.
That'll be a day in hell where you treated me well is pushing me out of a car.
No, ma'am, I wouldn't push you out of a car. I can understand what you're saying.
So you kicked her out of the freaking car because she spoke Filipino or something?
Exactly.
No.
She gave him good sex. And he wanted nothing more to do with her, so he kicked her out of the car.
No, ma'am, it's more the other way around. I gave her good sex.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, okay. I mean, if you don't want to.
All right, listen, Melita, you've been very sweet. Thank you for calling us.
Hey, have a good night.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean, Chris, you kick a girl out of the car when you're partying?
What I mean is, I guess you're not familiar, Mr. Henry, and I'm not putting you down or any of the people listening about what a lot of young people do now, but we party pretty good.
You know, before you go, I partied, man. I mean, I drank.
Well, okay, but
I mean, I drank everything there was to drink, and I drove everywhere there was to drive, and I maybe don't have as many women as you. I definitely will give you the award on that one.
All right, but nowadays we party really hard, and when you drop a girl off, it's, in a lot of ways, it's customary not to just drop her off, but you slow down to about 15 miles an hour, and you open the door, and you kick her out with your foot.
And she digs that?
It's not about whether she digs it or not. I mean, it's some do, some don't, you know. It's the way we do it. And all I'm saying is I'm going to get profiled if one of them, you know, Filipinos turns up with an anchor chain around her neck. What's that about?
1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Chris Norton in a moment of the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton is a young man from just a regular young professional. He parties. He hangs out with his friends. You said you have a theory, and you're afraid that if you go out with a foreign girl, as those Aruban boys did, they're going to wind up in a jail cell when she turns up missing, and all you were doing was partying.
Mr. Henry, if I could make one more point, I mean, I had a girl come to me. And she was, I think she's from, she spoke English, but I think she was like from Denmark. But she was over here and we were partying. She said to me that she hated her family and she just wanted to disappear. And she said to me that if I would, you know, take her in or let her live in my house or whatever, that she'd do a certain thing for me whenever I snapped my finger. Okay? I mean, this is what she said, you know. I mean,
she offer you sex?
Yeah, she said she'd be all over me like a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine. And I said, you know, first of all, I don't want to be personally hooked into one woman, you know. That's just, there's a whole summer ahead.
So what are you saying? Natalie, this young lady, Natalie Holloway?
Well, you know, you're getting her name wrong.
No, I'm not, man. Her name's Natalie Holloway. Are you saying that's what she said?
I'm just saying that's what happened to me. This girl from Denmark said she'd be all over it if I would hide her from her family. That's all.
All over it?
Yes, sir.
Are those the words she used?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wait a minute. She comes from Denmark, and she said she'd be all over it like a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine. I can't believe that.
Mr. Henry, I'm talking about a real profiling on account of I have the sexuality. And
a girl from Denmark isn't going to know a colloquialism like that. Is not going to speak that way.
She said she was from Denmark. She was from downtown Copenhagen, and she told me all about it. And she told me... And
did she have an accent?
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, go ahead.
Hi.
You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
What?
Are you there, ma'am? Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay, Chris, number one, I hope you have regular HIV testing done because you're scaring me. Number one, these young men are in jail because they are suspects, not because she was American and they're foreigners. They had nothing to do with it.
No, they weren't foreigners. She was the foreigner. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Wait a minute. Who said she was partying? She's a young woman. She was in a foreign country with a group. Who said she was partying? All I'm hearing is what you can't do. A young woman is missing, possibly dead. Who cares that you can't party?
I'm saying, why punish me? Why profile me? And not let me...
Who's profiling you? Who's taking on you specifically? Well, you're talking throwing women out of cars. You're talking strangulation. That's crazy. You are being egotistical and self-centered. You need to get off of it and get a life.
Wait a minute. What did I say that was egotistical?
I'm good looking. I'm good looking. I'm good looking. Looks ain't everything, darling.
Well, ma'am, all I'm saying is that when I set up, basically I set up at about 7 o'clock at the Rusty Pelican.
What do you mean you set up?
I got a seat at the bar. And then I watch the women come in, and they hit on me. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Who cares?
Ma'am, can I point out something? Did you turn your radio up?
No, I'm out in my parking lot. I'm getting ready to go into work.
Well, who's yelling in the background?
Oh, there's people in the parking lot waiting for work. I'm at tip change.
First of all, and then the girl comes in, and she said to me, you heard it. I hate my family. I don't want to go back to Denmark. If you'll let me move in with you, you know? And she said she'd do different sex acts if all I had to do was snap my finger. And I told her, no way, no way, no way, man. I don't want to get involved in any of that. Okay? But guess what? If they ever find her laying under a pier, you know, half eaten by crabs, guess who they're going to be looking for? Me.
Well, you're the last one to see her. That's the process of elimination. I mean, that's the justice system. And it's not just because you're a good-looking man. It's because you were the last one to see her. These men saw her last, yes. But obviously something else was said to tip these people off that they know more than what they're saying.
You know who saw that lady last, that Valerie Holloway?
Her name is Natalie.
Natalie. Get her name right.
Okay, you know who saw her last? The dude who showed up at the pier the next morning looked down to catch some shrimp and saw her face staring up from under the water. And I...
Oh, come on, man!
Well, how do you know those guys killed her? That's my point.
They didn't?
Oh, that's a real... Yeah, that's America. How do you know they didn't? Hey, Michelle, I think I'll arrest you for murder. Prove to me you didn't do it. That's not how we work our justice system in the America.
Okay, when somebody...
Yeah, gotcha.
When a crime is committed, you are questioned, okay?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want to be questioned just because that Danish girl wanted me, you know, and...
Were you the last guy to see that Danish girl? That's what she asked.
No, I don't think I was.
Well, when did you last see her?
When I was kicking her out of my car. That's what I was saying.
All right, Michelle, thank you for your call.
No problem. Have a good night.
Michelle, you got to get with the real world, man. It's like...
Honey, you know what? You know what? I've got an 8-year-old with cancer. I've been abused by 2 men. I've been with the real world.
You've had cancer for 8 years?
No, my 8-year-old daughter has cancer.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that, Michelle.
So, you know, don't tell me about getting reality grip because I've been through it, darling.
Wait a minute. Mr. Henry, you just said you're sorry to hear what?
I'm sorry to hear the lady's child has cancer.
But what about me?
Well, you... Hold on for a minute. Thank you very much, Michelle. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.